Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, the fifth shiur on this topic of Kavod Av u'Kavod Rabbi. And so this hadvarim that we saw was that when it comes to Kavod, if your father's a Chacham, his Kavod overrides, supersedes the Kavod of your Rebbe. When it comes to mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, your Rebbe comes first, because you give it to the greater mensch. You give it to the greater individual. And who's the greater individual? Your Rebbe, because he's a greater Talmud Chacham. And we're miyashiv v'stira between the two Rambams, Rambam and Talmud Torah, that if your father's a Chacham, he comes first. That's talking about when you can do both. So there's Kadima to cover over Hashava. And when it's going to be one or the other, that's the Rambam Zeilev Aveda. That it goes to your Rebbe and not to your father, because the mitzvah of Kibbut Aveim can't be done for the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Rami Yashiv is steer between the Mishnah and Bav Metzia and the Mishnah and Krisus. Mishnah and Bav Metzia is talking about Dine Kavod. And therefore we say that according to the Rambam, if your father is a Chacham, your father is first. Because that's all in the world of Kavod. In the world of Kavod, if your father is a Chacham, then your father precedes your Rebbe. The Mishnah and Krisus implies that even if your father is a Chacham, the Rebbe comes first, because that's talking about the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda. Al Shabbos Aveda, the Rebbe comes first. So there are Shnei and Yanim, two separate Chedushim. So if Al Tzdin Shabbos Aveda, the Rebbe is greater, because B'cheftza he's greater, he's a greater individual, because he's a greater Chacham. Just the Rambam adds in the Mishnah Krisus that if you find the Parish Mishnais, and if your father is Chacham, your father is going to come first out of Mitzvah's Kavod. In the Kavod, your father is going to come first. In the Shabbos Aveda, the Rebbe goes first. Why does the Rebbe go first? Because he's a greater mensch. In the Mishnah Bav Metzia, which says your father comes first if he's a Chacham, he's going first out of Kavod. Your Kavod that you're giving your father is greater than the Kavod you have to give your Rebbe. If your father is also a Chacham, because you're all Tzadim Tzadim is a Chacham, Tzadim Tzadim is a Rebbe. This is just the Tamsis Hadvarim. We learned this, you can listen to the previous Shiurim, and we explained this hopefully clearly. And then we said maybe the Rambam is talking about the Talmud Torah Gzeila Aveda about one case, and not two separate cases. And the Rambam is telling you, you can decide. You want to go with the Mitzvah of Kavod, you want to go with the Mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. You want to go with the Mitzvah of Kavod like the Mishnah of Metzia. You know, your father more kavod is a Chacham, want to go like the Mitzvah Shabbos Aveda, like the Mishnah Krisus, that's your Rebbe, because he's a greater mensch, you give it to him. Anyway, that's Tamsis Hadvarim, and now we're going to go weiter. We have a Kasha. The Kasha is, Mishnah Krisus needs to be understood so to the Sugya and Kiddushin, that by Kibbut Av V'Em, your father precedes your mother, because both you and your mother have to honor your father, but if they get divorced, they're equal. What do we need to come on to the reason of you and your mother have to honor your father? And why, if they're divorced, are they equal? In that self-same Mishnah, it says that man comes before woman for Hashavas Aveda and Lachiyosim. So your father should precede your mother, no matter what, married or divorced, else man over woman. So Mechitesi, that the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, again, Mishnah Krisis, Gemara and Kiddushin, that your father and your mother ask for conflicting demands. So you listen to your father, because your mother obligated to honor your father. Mapitom. It's because your father's a man. And it's Garshish Naim Shavim. If they get divorced, you get to choose. They're equal. Mapitom. Your father's a man. That's the Kasha. Taka the Yushami and Hari is Perakim Allah Dalit. We see the Hedja Ved Subved Rabbi. Shall Oviv Koidemis. Mishum Din. When it comes to your father's Aveda versus your mother's Aveda, your father's first. Out's man. Man is first when it comes to Hashavas Aveda. The Mice of the Yushami is very, very schwer. We're not going to get into it. But that's what the Yushami says. Perakim Allah Dalit. That Shel Aviv is first, but Alt man. So why doesn't the Mishnah and Krisus say that in the Gemara and Kiddushin? So that's the Yerushalmi. We also have a Tosefta. Tosefta says that Avedis Aviv, Avedis Imoy, your father's Avedis first. That's only if they're married, and if not, you get to choose. And then it says there that Avedis Isha, Avedis Isha, man's Avedis first. So Nacham Alkim for the Shiloh, what are you talking about? You just told me. The end of the Mishnah, he said that man comes before woman when it comes to Shabbos Aveda. So why do you only give back your father's aveda first before your mother's if they're married? But if they're not married, you don't have to. Mapitom, why don't you give it back altsman? So this, the Tosefta seems to be soser itself. Mine obey. Taka the chaste. David asked this kasha. Also, the Tosefta is not like the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says your father and your mother, he goes to your father altsman, and the Tosefta doesn't say that. So maybe we can explain that when a man takes supersedes a woman, takes precedence over a woman, because he's mechuyev b'mitzvah, a woman's not mechuyev b'mitzvah like a man. That's only when the mitzvah is because he's a man. Then he's a more chashev a mensch. So he's more of a mechayev. By kibud aveim, that the mitzvah is mitzad ha'aviv ve'ha'imoy sheyesh b'hem. Doesn't matter that he's a man. In other words, when it comes to kibud aveim, you're not looking at their gender. It's gender neutral. You only look at the fact that he's your father. If he's your father, he comes first. Let's say Prius Bachov Mitzvah. We know Prius Bachov Mitzvah. You're going to give it to a man before a woman, Mapitom. You're Chayiv Mitzad the Choiv, not Mitzad the gender. So Memela, here also, you're Chayiv Mitzad that they're your parents, not Mitzad their gender. So the only time you're going to give it to your father first is if your mother is married to him and she's also obligated to honor him. Because that's Kibud Aveim, you have to honor your father more. Your mother has to honor your father. If they divorce, you get to choose. Because the whole nidon here is out to the kavod. And you're not mechabed one more than the other because of their gender. Just to be talking about the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda, a man comes before a woman. There we can say that if you want to be mechabed mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda, not mitzvah kavod, mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda, a man comes before a woman, like the Yerushalmi says. That doesn't mean the mission increases, it's talking about to keep it of aim. In other words, when the nidon is keep it of aim, and it doesn't matter that your father's a man and your mother's a woman. It matters that they're your parents. So you look at the parents. Oh, they're married, father comes first, you both have to honor them. They're not married, you get to choose. When it comes to the Shabbos Aveda, and that's the Yerushalmi, man comes first. Tosefta is talking about an Aveda. Tosefta is talking about an Aveda, who you give the Aveda back to. And it says that Avedas Ish Kodem L'Avedas Isha, but yet when it comes to your parents, you don't say that. So the answer is that maybe that your father doesn't come before your mother after they got divorced. You can give it to your mother first, because not a bit of Mr. Shabbos Aveda, because of course self, you're kind of Shabbos Aveda, and you give back to your mother. Because really your father should come first, now it's man, when they divorce. Midina Shabbos Aveda. But if you give it to your mother, you're also Makam Shabbos Aveda. So you can give it to your mother. So you can give it to your mother first. But that's very dachuk, Rabbi is saying. It's very dachuk. Because your so-called self, you have to give it to your father first. If we're talking about Medina Shabbos Aveda, your mother and your father want, you have to do a Shabbos Aveda, one of them, and they're divorced. So you give it to your father, or it's a Shabbos Aveda, because a man comes before a woman. The Nidon is a Shabbos Aveda, the man comes first. And so how can you say that you can give it to your mother? You get to choose if they're divorced. So that's not an answer. As the chenira v'yitvashu b'ze gam divrei Rambam, shebemet kol chay gavna havelei lemezel basu dini aveda. Really, you have to go after dini aveda, because if your father tells you not to be machzir an aveda, you don't listen to him. So here we're dealing with dini hashavas aveda. Doesn't matter that he's your father. You go after dini aveda. But there's still an afkamina when your father and mother are equal in the Aveda. When there's a p'tur machmas din Aveda, and the whole chiyuv is machmas kavod. For example, zakein v'enu l'fi chvodo. Zakein v'enu l'fi chvodo, we don't have that p'tur by kibud aveim. We do have that p'tur by Shabbos Aveda. Or bitl malacha. Let's say your own malacha is worth more than your friend's aveda. So you don't have to give back your friend's aveda, but we keep it up aim your chayv. We hold, even according to the mandar of Mishael Av, which was discussed hopefully in another shir. So that's what the Tosefta is talking about. That's what the Tosefta is talking about. What did the Tosefta say? Tosefta said, when your parents are married, who comes first? When your parents are married, who comes first? Your father, because you and your mother have to be mechabed your father. When the divorce, you get to choose, and the Tosefta says, but when it comes to a man and a woman, a man comes first. So the Tosefta is saying that midin kavod, they're equal. Why? Because mitzad mitzvah shabbos avedi, you're pater legamri. Why are you pater legamri? Because maybe it's a zaken v'ein l'fi chavoda. Or maybe it's ha'isa shalom ru mishal chaver bitl malacha. Like we said, the two cases, the two examples we just brought. You're going to lose more money, it's worth more than the Aveda, or it's Zakan Bein Alfi Chvodo. In other words, Altskib Ravim, you're putter. You're only have to return this object, Altskib, Altsashabas Aveda, you're putter. You only have to return the object, Altskib Ravim. Ah, you only have Altskib Ravim. So it's your mother, your father. Your father comes first. Because you and your mother have to obligate your father to the divorce, you get to choose. Because mitzada shabbos aveda, your pater. So you can't say your father comes first, he's the more chashuv mensch. Mitzada shabbos aveda, your pater. So then mitzada kibbut aveim. If you say mitzada kibbut aveim, you get to choose because your parents are divorced. That's for sure. Avokol sheish na mitzada shabbos aveda, b'nei chinami, if there's mitzada shabbos aveda involved, and your father comes first. And that's the Yerushalmi and Harius. So Yerushalmi and Harius, that says your father comes first, Alt's man is talking about whether there's a mitzvah shabbos aveda. And the Tosefta is talking about there's no mitzvah Shabbos Aveda involved. It's just pure Kibbut Aveim. And that's also the Mishnah Krisis. And the Gemara in Kedushin. Kibbut Aveim, the father is first, only because you and your mother for Chayvin is covered, and his gracious name Shavim. Because the only issue there is Kibbut Aveim, and not a Shabbos Aveda, there's a Ptur of a Shabbos Aveda. And with this, we can also answer the steel in the Rambam. We're not going to go there yet because that's going to be the subject of the next year. That's going to be the subject of the next year. So, Ezer Hashem Yisborach, Advarim Ha'iru, Uzrat Hashem B'li Neder, Anachnu Namshich Hala, Tadah Rabah. Tadah Rabah Rabah Shekshaftem, Shalom Shalom.